plastic.
Welcome to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. Hope you're ready for another slice today. And you're listening to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Welcome, Jimmy K.
Hey, Mike. Good to see your bones again today.
Good to know you're here so that we can do this again. Because, you know, I'm worse. Crudy thinks he's bad. Oof. Trying to run. No, we're never going to go there.
We did enough Crudy bashing last week.
Well, since he might still be in the building, I don't know. We should probably go easy on him. Thanks for letting me have a show, Mike. And, yeah, I want to play a song because today's the day that the Proud Boys and the Boogaloos aren't going to show up, and we'll explain why, but I just want to play a verse for them today, if you don't mind. Okay, that's cool. They swear a little bit later, so.
You're not inciting anything, are you here, Pizza Box?
No, I'm just letting them know what they were facing today. And they knew it. See, that's what could have been prevented a week and a half ago, right? I mean, that's what I expected. I'm like, I've been to plenty of, you know, protests, peaceful protests, mind you. And we'll compare a little bit of Act 10 today with what happened a week and a half ago. Now that the dust has settled, and now we're finding out a whole bunch of stuff that's really disturbing, but not to Republicans. You know, Blue Lives Matter.
The image of the police officer at the door of the Capitol, laying on the ground, getting the crap pounded out of him by these protesters, was almost as infuriating as the guy tromping through the Capitol with the Confederate flag.
I heard one of the police had his eyes gouged so bad that I think, you know, that one eye is no good anymore. So, but you know, we had the guy that told us about it, the police officer that I watched yesterday, talking about how he was screaming, "I've got four children," and some people saved him, and he said, "Thanks, but F you for being here," right? Because I don't know how anybody would want to be affiliated with that kind of anger. There were days I chose not to go to events because I had too much anger built up watching the Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature. Just awful stuff, which has led me to be a little bit tougher now, right? Oh, we already got a call, so I'm going to tell you, you can call in anytime, 844-967-2789. Get in on the conversation. Who do we got first, Wisco Paul?
Let's go to Wisco Paul first.
What's up, Paul?
Hey, good afternoon, my friend. I like your show because you're genuine, Pizza Box. You're not like these right-wing talkers that are fake. It's just, most of them, it's just a fake thing with them. And with that, I want to bring up, I come almost close to using the F-bomb yesterday on one of the shows, because when Scott Walker, Scott Hole, compared what happened in D.C. with Act 10, that just blew me away, because I was there for Act 10. I used to walk up to the Teamster semi or truck or whatever there, and I marched. In fact, my wife marched with me. I had a younger daughter going to school down there. She marched. It was peaceful. And I don't ever want to be compared to those thugs in D.C. And that, it just totally blew my mind. I know you were there, and as far as Vicki McKenna, you know, she has an arrest. Well, I won't go into that, but
she's the same age as me. We graduated the same year, Paul.
Well, she was wow, man.
Yeah.
Two different paths. You know what her arrest record is, Danielle. But the bottom line here, Pizza Box, you were there. I was there marching. There's no comparison. And it just, I still have trouble talking about what the fake governor, the ex-governor, said. And I had to get that off my chest today, Pete Alex. Yeah. But anyway, I love your show because you're a genuine person. You're not fake.
Hey, so,
thank
are you.
You for that. And
the original Wisco Paul. It's kind of like hot sauce, right? My favorite place, favorite tent to stop at during the rallies was the cops giving out donuts. Mm. But I did have to, you know, kind of stick them a little. I'm like, no coffee? Come on, guys.
Got to have coffee with the donuts.
A lot of people don't understand. There were police officers and their families staying in the Capitol with us. This was much different situation. We were standing up for people who... anybody that has a job in the labor market, especially people in the, you know, public sector, that's they are. Walker and the Republicans had already stripped most of the private industry of any collective bargaining. And I don't understand Republicans. You're going to watch Packers today, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Guess what? They have collective bargaining. How would you like it if they didn't have collective bargaining and Aaron Rodgers says, I'm just going to go to, you know, one of these other guys that, you see what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, you know, at one point he was the players rep for the union.
I did not know that.
Yes. And a lot of people were like, no, he wasn't. Yes, he was. Okay. I think I just heard that he's going to do be a guest host on Jeopardy.
He is going to host Jeopardy, which I'm really scared and excited about at the same time. Cause I love Jeopardy. I'm kind of worried about the integrity of the show after Alex is gone, but
well, you know what?
Aaron Rodgers, give it a shot.
I think he's a pretty sharp guy, right?
He'll throw a touchdown.
California guy. He, you know, I think he's kind of a surfer, so at heart, right? Maybe, you know, he couldn't make as much money surfing as he has at football. But, you know, In the past, I've been critical of him and other, you know, big, you know, star athletes that don't say anything. But this last couple of years, man, they've really been stepping up. And coaches of teams, you know, that's where, you know, it starts to get, well, you get the owners and management, and if a coach is siding with players and you know, fans, it puts a little pressure on the ownership. You know, that guy probably doesn't care if they want to fire him. They have collective bargaining.
You know, I mean, that's kind of a double-edged sword. I mean, like Brett Favre came out as a supporter of Trump, and so did Belichick.
Sure. Tom Brady and his yacht.
And Tom Brady.
For taking $1.1 million stimulus.
So, I mean, you got to remember, and this goes, I think, to anything related to you know, people that are famous athletes, professional athletes, they're human. They have their own views. Everybody's going to have different views.
Well, we didn't, we had 150,000 people at the Capitol one day and nobody was injured except I think somebody twisted an ankle or something, but nobody got trampled. There were grandchildren, grandparents. My mom and dad were out there marching that day and it was cold that day. Mm-hmm. We saw tractors on the square. I mean, it was all people standing up against just an evil thing that the Republican Party did to the state. Anyway, we got another caller, I see.
Mark from the SAC is on the phone.
Mark from the SAC, welcome, buddy.
Hey there. Hey, buddy. I was there many days as well because fortunately I worked downtown, so I was able to get there every day at noon. But then even on the weekends, I was driving in every day from Prairie to SAC down to the Capitol March. I mean, and that...
I moved in, Mark.
Walker bashing...
I moved right in. One of my first signs was, Mom, my new address is at the Capitol, on a pizza box, of course.
Well, my first sign is then they came for the unions, because I did that. I ran down to Walgreens, and I heard what happened, and did up a sign with a Sharpie and a piece of white cardboard. I got at Walgreens and carried that sign for many days. That the Walker bashing can never end, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I want to see, you know, that, and figuratively, not literally, The guy is just scum. I mean, that. Let's remember, this is one I brought up before many times, but when that garage collapsed and killed that kid, while the kid's body was still underneath the concrete, Scott Walker's campaign team, through his county office, mm-hmm. which was a violation of law, was looking at ways to cover up the fact that he had ignored problems at that facility that might have been prevented had they actually addressed the problems at that facility. I mean, Scott Walker's just a piece of scum, and it just... Yeah, I hope the Wendigo comes through the ice and takes him out at his new lakefront home.
Now you're inciting stuff.
Well, since the Wendigo is a fantasy creature, it's not going to happen. But I mean, Scott Walker is just scum. I mean that, and that I'd say that to his pasty little face, and that. And maybe the glare off coming off his shiny little bald spot would probably blind me. That cabinet injury, I guess. That it's just he's just scum.
If we could use the full force of our brains, we could do like Dreamscape and get him in their dreams. Then that monster, that monster would be real, wouldn't it?
Well, maybe some of the Greek punishments will pursue him through his dreams, like the Greek god of vengeance, Nemesis, and that when he falls asleep, he becomes Tantalus and is can't reach the food and can't reach the water to drink, and
the monster would be Scott Walker's dad, and he'd turn around and go, "Daddy," that's about the only way you could get to that guy.
Yeah, he's just a heartless, soulless self-promoter that his dreams of the presidency will never be fulfilled, because look at how Donald Trump tore that guy down during the campaign, and Scott Walker could do nothing better than, he was a big old suck-up to Donald Trump, for the past 4 years. I mean, the man has no integrity at all.
Well, I went down to Iowa.
I
went down to Iowa with the fight for 15. Thanks for calling, Mark. And we definitely took him down. I mean, it was like the crowd just couldn't believe that there were that many people there throwing questions at Scott Walker that he couldn't answer. And the joke was, he's at the Huckabee line, he's heading for the Santorum line, and pretty soon he'll be Blutarsky 0.0. And that's exactly what happened to him, because people actually saw in Iowa the way he really was. So that actually I got to do him again at the Wisconsin State Fair, the cattle show, and he sees me every time, so I'm friends with Scott, right? Maybe he'll call in one of these days. But the violence that took place and has all year, because the last 4 years, I mean, Black Lives Matter, let's dispel some of these myths. I guess some of you don't know, you need it defined properly, what that movement is. And I don't know if you're aware of all the police officers that have, shot unarmed black people, killed unarmed black people, murdered unarmed black people. That's what that movement is. It's not a movement about killing cops like just happened, right? It's a movement about, please stop killing us. And that's why there's so many people behind that movement. It's not a violent movement. It's a movement to end violence. And the only violence that came usually was when these Proud Boys came to town and clashed with them. And then it was white on white, baby. Everybody that shot and everybody that got shot were white guys. So let's talk about that sometime, right? Let's talk about the guys that are really behind a lot of the issues in my world. I don't know about the rest of you guys. Break time. I guess we'll be back here in a few minutes outside the Pizza Box. 92.7 Devil Radio.
Al Bachman from Bachman Construction here. A lot of us are spending more and more time at home these days. Maybe you're considering that addition you've been thinking about for the past few years, or maybe you're looking for suggestions on how to improve your space. Join me every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for my show, Ask the Builder. I share my stories of some of the trickier improvement projects I have undertaken, and we'll be taking your calls.
Ask the Builder airs Saturdays at 9 on Devil Radio.
I'm Alan Robinson, host of Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood. You never know who's going to stop by.
Mr. Robinson, yes, this is somebody at the door here. Open the door. Did you hear the bell ring?
Stop by Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, 6 to 7 weekdays.
Maybe you need a more muscular voice on talk radio. Maybe you need Matt Flynn direct. In the lame duck session, the Republican gerrymandered legislature said that basically they were going to take Evers and Josh Call's powers away. And a Republican Supreme Court upheld them, and really contrary to Wisconsin democracy.
Listen to Matt Flynn Direct every weekday from 6 to 8 a.m. only on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM.
Listen to what people are saying about Herbal Aspect.
I've tried like the CBD vape. I've smoked the sweet flower CBD, and I've tried CBD gummies, and those all relaxed me. Mm-hmm. But they always left me wanting a little bit more, you know? But today I took one puff off my Delta 8 cartridge that I ordered from Herbal Aspect, and it gave me what I thought I was missing. That's for sure.
Check them out at herbalaspect.com.
Madison, tune in every weekday from 11 to 2 on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM for the Tom Hartman Program. Join the show's conversation because our democracy is not a spectator sport. Listen live right here on Devil Radio.
Stay informed with progressive news and talk on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM, Dane County's choice for essential radio.
And we're back. Ah, yes, Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and you can call in anytime, 844-967-2789, Pizza Box Mike with Jimmy K. And back to the differences between my affiliation with movements versus the one we've seen, the Sedition Edition, right? I was just like arguing with some people, not really arguing, but, you know, kind of picking on a guy that I'm friends with, that because he's like, oh, I'd rather die on my feet than be on my knees, hands and knees with blinders. And I'm like, take him off, bro. Take him off, because he's a nice guy. Really is. I just don't think of him as a proud boy, but, you know, I was kind of poking him a little bit, and he's like, why you slam me? I don't go on yours and slam you. And I said, because there's no reason to slam me just because you could, because he's a big guy, right? Placed at state and heavyweight, and a guy I really like. So I'm going to have to find some other ways to get through to some of these people. They haven't seen what I've seen, right? I don't know if it's their fault or just society, or I just don't understand how people could be so in the dark on what's really going on and who's really behind all this stuff. But there were no cops attacked at Black Lives Matter rallies. Nobody was killed. No cops. I saw people saying the most outlandish stuff. Whole cities burned. No. Low-income parts of the city and some of the businesses that, you know what, listen, I'm not going to ever condone, you know, going out and burning buildings and stuff like that. But I'm not the one that's getting killed by cops. I'm, you know, my community isn't, you know, losing members, family members, and friends the way these people are. And I am friends with a lot of people in Milwaukee and some of the other big cities because I travel, man, and that leads me into this next positive thing, which is the Fight for 15, you know, supporting workers that were striking yesterday. And then we see that Bernie Sanders, as the head of the budget committee, is now proposing that at least $15 an hour minimum wage. And he's saying, yes, we can reconcile it through the budget, just like the Republicans did when they gave the wealthiest people in this country $2.1 million with a tax cut. And most of you are going to get a tax increase starting next year. This year, yeah.
From the Trump...
From 2017 bill passed by the Republicans that were in control of everything at the time.
I think the number is, if you make less than $75,000 mm-hmm. a year, or couples $135,000 or something like that, your taxes are going up
sure.
in 2021 because of the tax break that Trump gave to the rich.
Yes, the lowest people in the economy, the people that need and deserve it the most. And the best way to have an economy is when, you know, the people at the bottom can purchase things. You know, I don't mean just rent and food, but the things you guys want to manufacture and sell. Most of these trinkets are worthless, man. I'm really done buying. I did it this Christmas, first time in decades that I went out and actually bought presents, you know, but it was my grandkids and my son, you know, his family, which I'd never spent a Christmas with. So it was different. It was special. But after they broke all the toys and don't play with the ones that, you know, you can't break, I don't think we need to do that. We'll go back to just buying clothes and things like that, things that are necessary. These kids aren't spoiled anyway, so. But, you know, that's huge. Fight for 15. The reason why this happened and why it's happening is because the Fight for 15 made it happen, and Bernie Sanders has always supported it. That's why it's going to happen.
I'm sure there are some people listening that are not sure what Fight for 15
right.
is. Why don't you tell us
sure.
what it is?
It's a $15 minimum wage, you know, and that includes home health care, you know, people that I did that for, you know, 30 years, mm-hmm. Taking care of people that were paralyzed. That I didn't take care of them. They took care of me, quite honestly. Built some really good relationships, learned a lot. Just thanks to those guys for teaching me. And fast food workers, you guys, you know, you think it's too much money, but you sure get ticked off if you don't get your food fast, don't you?
You know, just because we're on Devil Radio, let me play devil's advocate for just a second and just ask you, you know, what do you say to business owners that say, oh, that's too much, we can't afford to pay our employees 15, that will make the companies go broke?
Well, I'll give you an example. And I worked at Gotham Bagels, right? And the guy there that owns it, friend of mine, you know, watched me go into these Fight for 15 events. And one day he says to me, I'm going to do it. And I'm like, what? He said, I'm going to, you know, $15 minimum wage. Small business. Difference is with a lot of these clowns that own businesses, they don't actually work, right? They make their money by having somebody else do the work. The guy I worked for worked every day. And so I look at it this way. If you have a business that can't come close to paying somebody $15 an hour, then we're going to have to change something about your business. Another way is that until they can get caught up and this churn from everybody getting $15 an hour is going to build your economy, right? Those are the people you give credits to. Small businesses, not corporations that didn't need or deserve it. Billionaires that are raking in at a time, you know, never more than right now, during a pandemic and during this asinine attempt of Trump and the Republican Party to overthrow an election and the country. Dang, man. Time for another break. Sweet. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Oh,